Welcome to Old South Church. It is lovely to see you on this first Sunday after Easter. And boy, the weather is really keeping up with the season, isn't it? Often we do something just a little bit different with the Sunday after Easter. Some Sundays for a couple years in a row, we did a Holy Humor Sunday. And the first one was really funny. And the second one was kind of funny. And the third one was a little sad. So I think humor is much harder than any of us give it credit for. My friend Lucia in the Heartland Church does words and music to live by and asks people to suggest poetry and music that they find helpful and interesting. And also, we have done before and are doing today a hymn sing Sunday. So there's a number of places where it says hymn of choice in the bulletin, and that's for you to get to choose your favorite hymn. And Josh is so extraordinary that he's like a human karaoke so that he can play for us what we want to hear. So please be thinking of a hymn to choose. This is a new day. Christ lives in our hearts and in the world. Christ lives. Let us share God's abundance.
Christ lives. Let us share God's creation.
Christ lives. Let us rejoice.
Christ lives. Let us worship God.
And let us read the last line together. Alleluia. Thanks be to God. And our first prayer poem of the day comes from Mary Oliver. If you don't know her work, run, don't walk, to find a book of hers after this service. Would you join with me? Hello, sun in my face. Hello, you who make the morning and spread it over the fields and into the faces of the tulips and the nodding morning glories and into the windows of even the miserable and crotchety. Best preacher that ever was. Dear star that just happens to be where you are in the universe, to keep us from ever darkness, to ease us with warm touching, to hold us in the great hands of light. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Watch now how I start the day in happiness, in kindness. Maybe we all ought to tape that on our bathroom mirror to begin the morning every day, whether there is sunshine or not. Our second prayer is written by Ella Wheeler Wilcox, and we're using it as a call to reconciliation. Let me today do something that shall take a little sadness from the world's vast store. And may I be so favored as to make of joy's too scanty sum a little more. Let me not hurt by any selfish deed or thoughtless word the heart of foe or friend. Nor would I pass unseeing worthy need or sin by silence when I should defend. However meager be my worldly wealth, let me give something that shall aid my kind, a word of courage, a thought of health, dropped as I pass for troubled hearts to find. Let me tonight look back across the span, twixt dawn and dark, and to my conscience say, because of some good act to beast or man, the world is better that I lived today. May these words encourage us to examine our own behavior and to live better. Let us read the entire hymn of confession together. Holy God, we confess that too often we have not been open to the rhythms of life you offer to us. We let ourselves be put off your pace and allow ourselves to wander off into our own songs. Too often the melodies of the world confuse us. We have led ourselves and others to paths that are not according to your loving pace and direction. Help us pay attention with all of our senses. Make our dancing faithful. Help us take the risks that are part of letting you lead. Pull us back into your rhythm. Clean our hearts, purify our hands, and steady our feet, that we might know and share your blessings. Friends, we know that in and through and because of Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead, our sins are taken from us and we are made whole. And that is the beginning. In that knowledge of Christ's forgiveness is the beginning that enables us to live more fully and more whole. So listen to these words of Mary Oliver as she reflects on how to live well in that space of forgiveness. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about your despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the clear blue air, are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over announcing your place in the family of things. Beloved, this is what Jesus Christ has done for us, made a place for us in the family of things. And here are the words, poem from one more song that was given, which also feel to me like a benediction of forgiveness. It's written by Billy Joel. The song is Vienna. Slow down. You're doing fine. You can't be everything you want to be before your time. Although it's so romantic on the borderline tonight. Too bad, but it's the life you lead. You're so ahead of yourself that you forgot what you need. Though you can see when you're wrong, you know you can't always see when you're right. You're right. John Hammond is going to come and share some Robert Frost poems with us. How fortunate.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This one is called The Wind in the Window Flower. Lovers, forget your love and list to the love of these. She a window flower and he a winter breeze. When the frosty window veil was melted down at noon and the caged yellow bird hung over her in tune, he marked her through the pain. He could not help but mark and only passed her by to come again at dark. He was a winter wind, concerned with ice and snow, dead weeds and unmated birds, and a little of love could know. But he sighed upon the sill, he gave the sash a shake, and witness all within who lay that night awake. Perchance he half prevailed to win her for the flight from the firelit window glass and the warm stove window light. But the flower leaned aside and thought of naught to say, and morning found the breeze 100 miles away. This one is called To the Thawing Wind. Come with rain, O loud southwester, bring the singing singer, bring the nester. Give the buried flower a dream, make the settled snowbank steam. Find the brown beneath the white, but whate'er you do tonight, bathe my window, make it flow. Melt it as the ices go. Melt the glass and leave the sticks like a hermit's crucifix. Burst into my narrow stall, swing the picture on the wall. Run the rattling pages o'er, scatter poems on the floor. Turn the poet out of door. And this one is called A Prayer in Spring. Oh, give us pleasure in the flowers today, and give us not to think so far away as the uncertain harvest. Keep us here all simply in the springing of the year. Oh, give us pleasure in the orchard white, like nothing else by day, like ghosts by night. And make us happy in the happy bees, the swarm dilating round the perfect trees. And make us happy in the darting bird that suddenly above the bees is heard, the meteor that thrusts in with needle bill and off a blossom in midair stands still. For this is love, and nothing else is love, the which it is reserved for God above, to sanctify to what far ends he will, but only which it only needs that we fulfill. And the last one is called The Road Not Taken. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both and be one traveler. Long I stood and looked down one as far as I could to where it bent in the undergrowth. Then took the other as just as fair, and having perhaps the better claim because it was grassy and wanted wear, though as far that the passing there had worn them really about the same. And both that morning equally lay in leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day, yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by. And that has made all the difference. Thank you.
Thank you so much, John. And thank you to all of you who sent poetry and music. Obviously, I didn't get to use everything, but it's a wonder to share that. One of the poems that I received was one from Penny Armstrong that she wrote this fall. It's called Walking. When I learned to walk at 18 months, the process required a few focused attempts. It was exhilarating, and my parents were proud. When I learned to walk at 18 years, the process required hundreds of preparatory steps, including physical therapy and hydrotherapy. It was excruciating, and my parents wept, as did I. Months of polio packs, passive therapy, and iron lungs left me determined to stand and walk on my own. Parallel bars supported me for 5 minutes before the crash to the floor. After tears and rest, we tried yet again to take that first step. Results were the same. Crash to the floor. More tears, more rest, more polio packs, until one day, the first step. At 18 months, I do not remember the attempts and the falls. At 18 years, they were both frustrating and demeaning. Decades of physical therapy later, my ability to walk is lacking in both coordination and grace. But I am forever grateful for every step I take. Thank you so much, Penny, for writing it and for sharing it with us. Our prayer of dedication is called Gratitude by Henry Van Dyke. Do you give thanks for this, for that? No, God be thanked. I am not grateful in that cold, calculating way, with blessing ranked as 1, 2, 3, and 4. That would be hateful. I only know that every day brings good above my poor deserving. I only feel that in the road of life, true love is leading me along and never swerving. Whatever gifts and mercies in my lot may fall, I would not measure as worth a certain price in praise, or great or small, but take and use them all with simple pleasure. For when we gladly eat our daily bread, we bless the hand that feeds us. And when we tread the road of life in cheerfulness, our very heartbeats praise the love that leads us. Thanks be to God for the opportunity to share what God has given us with a world in need. May we offer it with willing hearts and joyous attitude. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. This is a poem written by Raymond Foss, and it's called Praying Luke 5, 1 through 11. So that can be your assignment when you go home. Read Luke 5, 1 through 11. Dear God, Creator of heaven and earth, we thank you for this beautiful day, for gifts you heap on us each day, for this time of holy fellowship in your house, your church, for this time to hear and respond to your word. We join your first disciples with Peter, with James and John. We pray that we would do as they did, heed your call to drop the net, the catch, the boat, leave them moored or adrift, leave family, home, safety, comfort, responsibility, life as you knew it, drop it like a cast-off cloak, a shawl. Step away from everything, leave it all, and follow me. Follow me on my journey, my ministry around the Sea of Galilee, your homeland. No longer fishermen, now you will be fishers of men, harvesters for the kingdom of the good news, the news of my coming, my fulfillment, my mission, of service and saving, of spirit and law, of water and the word, fishers of another sort, fishers of men, when you leave all and follow me. Before we come humbly before your throne, knowing that we are but clay, that we are too often satisfied with our comfort zone, too easily swayed by the traditional, the known, we struggle to move outside that realm, to boldly go where you would have us go. There is so much that needs to be done, so much pain and lost souls in the world. Help us to help them, we pray, O Lord. Help us, Lord, to hear your call to us, members of your holy body, your holy church universal, to repent of our sins, our prior lives, to leave all and follow you, to carry on the work you began, to be like the first disciples, fishermen no more, but fishers of people, following Jesus, leaving behind all they knew to be true disciples, to make disciples. May we be open to your message now for each of us, to cast our nets in deep water, to reap a new harvest, a bounty of men and women to God. Amen. Our benediction is a reciting of what was once named the Paradoxical Commandments. It was written by Kent Keith when he was a sophomore at Harvard University. He wrote a book about how to live well. And somehow his book ended up in the hands of Mother Teresa. And she had some of his paradoxical commandments painted on the wall of her amazing mission station in India. And so for a number of people, they thought that they were her words. They've been touted as Mother Teresa's words. And Kent Keith was at a conference where another speaker, whose name I forget, said, "Let me share with you these profound words of Mother Teresa." And Kent was like, "Well, they are profound, but they're my words." And he said he felt this extraordinary delight and joy that something he was wrestling with at such a young age had been a blessing to a woman who, in her later years and throughout her life, had changed daily living for countless people. Our power with the words we say, the ideas we share, is limitless. So let us fill ourselves with hope and joy and belief. Let us call out the powerful people who are doing wrong and ask them to do right. Let us remember the vulnerable and stand up for them. Let us be people that God says, "Ah, my beloved daughter, in you I am well pleased. My beloved son, in you I am well pleased." May the words we carry change the world for good. Would you join me in this benediction? And I've adapted it because I've changed it from, I've added "will" at the beginning of every sentence that you get to read. People are often unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. If you are successful, you will win some false friends and some true friends. If you are honest and frank, people may cheat you. What you spend years building, someone could destroy overnight. If you find serenity and happiness, they may be jealous. The good you do today, people will often forget tomorrow. Give the world your best anyway. You see, in the final analysis, it is between you and God. Let us live anyway.